Okay, I will admit everybody. We are ready to go when they are in. Okay, this is everybody that was in the waiting room.
Okay, mighty good. I'm going to call this meeting of the UIL State Executive Committee to order at this time. We do have a quorum present. We have an agenda before us. We will be abiding by the University Interscholastic League Constitution and Contest Rules. And I need a motion to approve minutes from February 9th of 2021.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
Motion by Mr. Martell, second by Mr. Dover. All in favor, please raise your right hand. That is unanimous. This time I'm going to ask members of the committee to please identify yourself, starting with Ms. Denson.
Yes, good morning. I'm Johanna Denson. I am a retired athletic administrator.
Mr. Dover.
Darian Dover, Superintendent, Queen City ISD.
Mr. Martell.
Gary Martell, Superintendent, Moody ISD.
Mr. Galvan. Need to unmute.
Paul Galvan, retired administrator, Fort Worth Independent School District.
Thank you, sir. And I'm Mike Motherell. I'm a retired school superintendent. We have staff here, if you'll identify yourself, starting with Caroline.
Caroline Walls, UIL staff.
All right. And
Daryl Beasley, UIL staff.
Susan Elza, UIL staff.
Logan Lawrence, UIL staff.
All righty. Before we begin, I want to make sure and check everybody's connection so that we make this a smooth process for you today. I see, let me just ask if you will respond to me. We see one that says Jeff Smith.
Yes, sir. I'm Jeff Smith. I'm the athletic director for Plano ISD. And in our room today, I got Clay Goodloe, who's the head wrestling coach at Plano West, and then Tyler Sokup, who's the campus athletic coordinator at Plano West.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
And then Troy.
Can you hear me?
Excuse me?
Can you hear me?
Yes, thank you. And is this mom?
This is my mom.
Yes.
Okay. And if you don't mind, we're probably going to refer to you as mom some. It's just easier than trying to stumble over remembering names. Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay. And then I saw someone else earlier. Is there anybody else involved? Where is our district chair?
I see a Kit Peel.
Yeah. And I don't remember. That is our district chair. Yeah. Can you speak to us, Mr. Peel?
I think he's working on some audio issues that he's having right now.
Okay. Can you give us a thumbs up? All right. He's got a thumbs up. So for now, he's not required to speak. So we're going to let him be working on his problem while we move forward. All right. Let's talk. Well, let me introduce the hearing and then we'll move from there. We start with hearing AA Plano West High School Appeal of District 6, 6A Executive Committee decision regarding the eligibility of a student athlete, Section 443, changing schools for athletic purposes. Mr. Beasley.
DEC 66A met on March 24th, 2021, ruled that Troy Spratley moved from Collinsville High School to Plano High School for athletic purposes with a vote of 7-2. No items were checked yes on the PAPF, and item number one was checked yes on the eligibility questionnaire. The student parent is appealing the ruling of the DEC.
Thank you. Okay, we'll talk about process a little bit here. First of all, I want to make sure you understand this is a brand new hearing. And although we do have the opportunity to review the information from the district executive committee hearing, and we will do that. Matter of fact, there will be some questions that come related to that. It is a brand new hearing, and the way we will work through this is that we will begin with Troy, you and your mom, okay? And anyone else, I'm assuming that's probably all that you have right now. And then we will, typically we, after we have asked you some questions, you've answered those, then we will move to the sending school district. We recognize that Collinsville High School is in Oklahoma and they're not going to be involved here, but we do have a written statement from the coach there, which will suffice for us. And then we go to the receiving school district, usually has very little to offer us in the way of discussion of the reason for the change in schools. But if there's something there, we surely want to hear it. And then we'll go to the district executive committee chair. Once that's done, then we'll go back to Troy and his mom and not only ask some more questions possibly, but give you the opportunity to say whatever you want to say. Okay. All Mr. right.
Can I swear everybody in before we get started?
Yes, you can. We're fixing to get that accomplished. Perfect. Thank you for that reminder. At this point in time, all of you who are going to be involved in this hearing, please unmute and raise your right hand. Caroline will swear you in, and the appropriate response is, I do.
Raise your right hand. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you will present is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
I do.
Thank you.
Mr. Peel, would you raise your hand? Would you give us a nod?
Can you hear me now?
Ah, there you are. Thank you. Very good.
I apologize.
That's okay. It happens. Okay. We're going to get started, and I have several questions and comments, and I want to make sure that we fully understand what we've seen so far. Troy, it's my understanding that you enrolled at Plano West on January the 19th of 21. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
And you had been at Collinsville. You were finishing up there, probably remotely, correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, in the fall.
Yes.
All right. And Mom? It's our understanding as well that, and again, we've got a lot of good information from you in your letter, that you have a company, a cable construction company, utility, fiber services business. Is that correct?
Yes.
And that business oftentimes moves you around a little bit.
Yes.
Okay. Now, we'll get back to some other aspects of the actual district executive committee meeting, some comments you made about that a little bit later, but you talked in your letter about the fact that had you wanted to move him somewhere for wrestling, you could have taken him to one of the top five wrestling programs in the country or to the Olympic Training Center. I believe that's an accurate statement, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Troy, it's our understanding you have accepted a full ride to University of Minnesota.
Yes, that is correct.
Congratulations, man. That is great. And in the meantime, you want to maintain your I think the word was used, state of mind and your identity and to be a lot like everybody else that's a high school, what are you, a junior?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Now, there have been a lot of moves through the years. And understandably, Troy, that has been a little bit tough on you.
Yeah.
And Mom described wrestling for you as your sanctuary, correct?
Yes, that is correct.
It's where you go. It's what you enjoy doing.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, our understanding also is that you have a home back in New York that you've not lived in since about 2017.
Yes, that is correct.
Okay. But I think your comment was, Troy, that you consider yourself a New Yorker, but understood that you've not been there in a while.
Yeah.
Okay. And let's see. Talk to me a little bit about the wrestling program in Collinsville. Is it a good program?
Yeah, it's a pretty good program. I didn't go there for wrestling, though. I went there because of my mom's work.
Understand that. Yes, yeah. Sir. But while you were there, you were involved in wrestling?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. And got a pretty decent program there, or?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Okay. And what about Plano West? I'll ask you. I'm going to talk to some other folks here in a minute. How's their wrestling program?
Not very good.
Okay. All right. Now, Mom, you got a contract that required you, one of the clients was to move to, well, a requirement was for you to move to Texas. Is that correct?
Yes. I have a call. In
2020?
Yes.
And you sent us, if I'm not mistaken, you sent us that contract and we saw that?
Yes.
Okay. Very good. Now,
got more than one contracts in Texas.
Okay. Okay. And y'all's business, obviously, during a pandemic has increased tremendously.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Now, Troy, let's talk about your dad a little bit. He, mom and dad are divorced, correct?
No, they were never married.
Okay. Father works out of Oklahoma. Is that right, Mom?
Yes.
Okay. And there's three other children that are homeschooled. Who do they live with?
We go back and forth.
Okay. All right. How old are they?
13, 10, and 8.
All right. And your discussion is that you co-parent.
Yes.
Because, and you try to live close enough together so that frequent visits can occur.
Yes.
Okay. And Troy's father is a project manager with your company.
Yes.
Right? And, let's see. He also does some, I guess, private contracting.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Now, you discuss him as a great father and very close to Troy. Troy, would you say that's accurate?
Yes, that is accurate.
Okay. All right. Now, there's you had a decision as to where to move. The pandemic required an increased work. You got some contracts in the DFW area and you chose Plano. And Mom, the reasons that you gave were that it was safe, accessible to healthcare.
Yes.
Major airports, and Plano West has great academic schools.
That is right.
Okay. Anything you want to add to that?
No.
Okay. Now, I've mentioned already that there was, through the years, a lot of moving around, living out of motels and mobile homes. And when you were a freshman, you were at Wyoming, was it seminary?
Yes, that is correct.
Yeah. And that ended for a couple of reasons. I think the way I understood it was because mom's work.
I didn't do well away from my family.
Yeah.
We tried it out because my dad looked it up. It was one of the best academically schools for me. And then it just happened to be that they had a wrestling team. So I want to be a veterinarian.
Ah.
So.
Okay. You made mention, Mom, of the fact that wherever he goes, he's had wrestling coaches. My assumption is that you mean that
I
have made sure that whenever you're moving around, that you had him in some training with some good coaches. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct. I have a lot of connections. I've been wrestling for 14 years, so I have a lot of connections with many different coaches from all over the state. So,
you started pretty young.
Yeah, I did. I started at four.
Okay. Now, let's see. After Wyoming, you moved with Mom to Oklahoma, correct?
Yes, that is correct.
You made the comment that it was your intent to graduate there, but Mom's job situation changed and she had to move, correct?
Yes, that is correct. I planned on staying there until I graduated, but I'm sorry, guys.
Yeah. Now, Coach Goodlove, is it Goodlove?
Goodlove.
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 Goodlove? There in at Plano West, you met him only after you enrolled in school. Is that a correct statement?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay. Now,
my mom also did not know who Coach Goodlove was until he had to come out to our apartment and do the APPF.
And that's correct.
So. Yeah. Okay. Now, there was a comment made by you, Troy, that the only coaches that had talked to you about coming to play for them or to work to play, I'm sorry, wrestle for them, was from Allen. Is that a correct statement?
Yes, that is correct. I was contacted by kids from the Allen team to come out and wrestle for their team. That is correct.
Just kids?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. And where did you meet those kids? How did they know about you?
Because I travel around, go to different clubs, and I meet kids through clubs, really. That's where I train out of these clubs.
Okay. But the only ones you're saying that contacted you, they were not from Plano West? They were from Allen?
No, yeah, they were from Allen.
Have you ever participated with anybody from Plano West prior to enrolling there?
No, just club. Like, club in high school is totally different. Club is a travel.
You get, I understand. Yeah. But in club,
yes.
Did you ever train or wrestle with anybody from Plano West?
Yes, I did. But I've also trained with kids from Allen.
Well, I understand.
So
it happens all over. But my specific question is, anybody from Plano West?
Yes.
Okay. How many?
Four or five, I think, probably.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Very good. What other questions do we have at this point from members of the committee?
Mr. Chair, since you had asked him about Allen students or that came up, this is Mr. Martell. I'm the superintendent here at Moody ISD. Did anybody from Plano West, of those wrestlers that you competed with at in club, ever ask you to come to Plano West?
No, they did not.
They didn't?
No. Okay.
That's good. And I'll get my questions out of the way here early. And I want to tell Mom that, you know, coming from Oklahoma, I read your statement, and I know it felt like you were being you were on trial. In Texas, we do follow this. This is a process. And club sports are one of the reasons we really have to do this, because there is a lot of recruiting that goes on in club sports, especially whenever there's a connection between a club coach and certain places in the state, and it, not just in wrestling, but in everything. So, but you made a choice. This has nothing to do about where he's going to school academically. We commend you for making that choice as a mother and also as his father for making those choices. So this is just about athletics. And we're in here because of the, it looks like a lot of the club connections. And there is some evidence that there's a club coach that has connections to the school where you're going to school. And there's even pictures of that. So my question was, were you remote in Collinsville? Remote learning?
Yes, I was.
do they require in-person or remote at Plano West so that you can compete? Do you know?
No.
So you can be remote and still compete on the wrestling team?
Yes.
Are you going remote at Plano West or are you going to school?
I was going to school and now I'm doing remote.
Is there a reason behind that? I mean, Mom, maybe you can answer that because that's COVID related or whatever.
Yes, it's COVID related.
Okay. Now I'm saying quarantined or some reason, or you just don't want him going to in person?
Well, to be on the safe side, just don't want to go in person right now.
But now I'm going to ask this and I'm not, but he's wrestling where he's grabbing, he's right next to people and all that. Has that come up? And
I have, yes, but right now bringing everything home, I have a celiac disease. I have an autoimmune disorder, so.
But the wrestling part of it does not worry you? Also the contact with people from all over the state in that response? In that respect?
No.
Okay. All right. Now, I do want to – my final question would be, Troy, you said you didn't know Coach Goodloe until after January the 19th.
Yes, that is correct.
Did you know any other coaches from Plano West?
No, I didn't. That? No, I did not.
Did you know maybe a wrestling club coach was a former coach at Plano West?
No, I did not.
You didn't. Okay. Because I have to ask those questions because that's the gist of it. It's not about where you're going to school. It's mm-hmm. athletic. So yeah. Basically, those were my questions, Mr. Chair.
All right. Good ones. Thank you. Other questions? Yes, Ms. Denson.
Thank Mr. Martell. He hit most of my questions, but I do have one. Troy, when you trained with the other athletes from Allen, a high school, where were you training? At what location were you training?
I was training at Lofton.
Which is located where?
There is also Texas Pride where.
Okay, what is the location of those? Are they located in the area where you live in Plano? Or are they located in Austin? Where are they located, those gyms?
They're in the Colony.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That's what I need to know. Thank you.
Dallas area. Yep.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Other questions at this point? All right. As we discussed earlier, Mom, Troy, we will come back to you folks later. Y'all listen to what's being said here. Be formulating any kind of response that you might want to make or answering any questions. But you'll get that opportunity as we move forward. Okay.
I'd also like to say, like, because I know this is going to come up, Coach Hardy had also helped out at other wrestling clubs as well, including Best Trained Wrestling Club, which is with Jerry Best.
Okay. And Coach Hardy is who?
He's a coach at Texas Pride
Wrestling. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Mr. Chair, could we clarify something there?
You bet.
Troy, was Mr. Hardy also a former employee of Plano West?
No, he was not.
Okay, because we have documentation that says that he was a former employee of Plano West and Plano West assistant wrestling coach.
He was not an employee. He was a
volunteer. No, I said, was he formerly, not now?
No, he was not. He was a volunteer, as far as I know.
Okay, because we have some documentation that says otherwise. I was asking you. Okay.
Yep.
All right. Thanks, Troy. That's helpful. Appreciate it. All right. As we said earlier, the sending school has very little, well, the sending school is not available this time, excuse me. That was Coach Wes Harding, but you all read the information there and he was very straightforward. Both parents had businesses and jobs that require travel or maybe relocation. My experience with the athlete and parents have been positive and straightforward, never a question of eligibility or recruitment. And he said he explained all this to Coach Best, I believe, at Allen. But any other comments about the experience there at in Oklahoma from members of the committee? Okay. Now, receiving district, as I said earlier, typically doesn't have a lot to offer us, but I think we've got some questions for you this time, maybe that we need some clarity on. So please identify yourselves again.
Jeff Smith, athletic director for Plano ISD.
Clay Goodlow, head wrestling coach.
And
Tyler Sokup, campus coordinator, head football coach at West.
And we'll answer those questions, sir. And I may have to defer to one that can answer that most effectively.
Sure. Sure. Well, let's just get right to it. Mr. Martell had a question about a gentleman whose name was Coach Hardy and whether or not he has ever been associated with the Plano West High School wrestling team. Can you answer that, please?
Yeah, he, Troy wouldn't know, but 3 years ago, he was a paraprofessional at an elementary school in the district, and he volunteered at Plano Senior High and Plano West with the wrestling programs 3 years ago.
Okay. All right. Mr. Martell, does that answer your question? Confirm? Okay.
Yes, sir.
Coach Goodlow?
Yes, sir.
We've heard testimony from Troy that you did not see him or meet him until he had enrolled. Is that a correct statement?
This is correct.
Good. All right. And this Texas Pride, how many of your wrestlers involve themselves with Texas Pride wrestling?
I would say probably around 5 or 6 kids, something like that.
All right. Very good. What other questions do we have for the folks from Plano West at this time? What other comments would you folks like to make? We'll give you that. Oh, Mr. Martell has one.
Yeah, in the one of the documents that we have shows Tegan, what is his, Jameson?
Yes, sir.
At a signing day, and it says it's Plano West signing day.
Right.
But the only people in the picture are the student in question, Troy, right?
Yes.
Tegan and Mr. Hardy. I was wondering where the school's representation is there.
I mean, I gave a speech for Tegan about him signing with the University of Minnesota. And I took a picture with Tegan as well, but I also had class. So I did my speech and went back to class.
But that occurred before January the 19th, 2021, correct?
Correct.
So you knew Troy?
I didn't know him. No, I had not met him yet.
Okay.
No.
You didn't know who he was, and he was just there.
There was a cheering section for Tegan there.
I got you. And it is you kind of ironic that Troy's going to Minnesota also, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Because when it said Plano West, I assumed it would be something from, and I know people take all kinds of pictures, but Mr. Hardy is involved in that, and he is a club coach.
Yeah. Correct.
Right. For a student that's going to Minnesota.
Right.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You get your chance later, Troy. All right. Anything else from Plano?
No, sir.
All right. Thank you, gentlemen.
Yes, sir.
Now, Mr. Pale, is it Pete? How do you pronounce that, please?
Pale.
Pale. Please identify yourself.
Kit Pale, athletic director, Coppell ISD.
Thank you, Mr. Pale, for being here.
Yes, sir.
The vote, what was it, 7-2? Do I remember that?
That is correct.
Okay. And the question I always ask district chairs is, what is it that you heard that you feel like persuaded, in this case, those seven members to vote that this was a change for athletic purposes?
I would guess that it would be the uncertainty regarding the documentation provided in regards to if he had connections to Plano West prior to enrolling. That would be my assumption.
Talking about the club stuff?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, there was a discussion from Mom, very, very specific, that Coach Best was allowed to, and I think nearly quote her, say, take over the meeting. Would you respond to that?
He definitely had a lot of questions in regards to the documentation, specifically for both for not only Mom but Troy and Coach Goodloe as well.
Okay. All right. What else would you tell us about this decision?
I can tell you, despite it being a clean PAPF, the reason for holding the hearing was when the documentation came into my hands, I was in communication with Jeff Smith, the Plano AD, and I just asked him about, you know, how I feel like I should proceed. And we both agreed to go ahead and check with AJ Martinez and see what our best, I guess, how to proceed best. And he definitely recommended going ahead and calling a DEC hearing and just seeing to it that that we were completely above board here. And we made sure everybody that needed to be involved would be.
Well, let me commend both you and Mr. Smith for discussing that and in coming to that conclusion, because anytime there's any kind of question, there needs to be a hearing held. So well done. Thank you for that. Anything else that you would add?
No, sir.
Questions for our chair? All right. We're going to go back now. I think we have talked with everyone at this point. We're going to go back now to Troy and to his mom. First of all, do you have any particular questions for them before we allow them to summarize and finalize their statements? All right. Troy, you and your mom. Troy, I know you had something you needed to say earlier. And then, Mom, we sure want to hear more from you, okay?
So I would just like to touch up on what he had said about Tegan on the signing day. He is a family friend of mine, so I would just like to clear that up.
That makes sense. Yes, sir. Thank you. Mom?
Well, I've got some to say that, you know, Troy and I are only here in Plano, Texas because of my business and work only.
Yes, ma'am. Okay.
Now, Troy and I do not live in Collinsville. We haven't lived there since spring of March 2020.
Right, right. I think the fact that you have relocated has been proven, okay? That's not in question here.
Okay.
Anything else you want to say?
No.
All righty. All right. With that having been said, I think it's time for us to make a decision to either grant the appeal and overturn the ruling by the District Executive Committee, which would declare Troy Spratley eligible for varsity athletics at Plano West High School, or to deny the appeal. Before we make that decision, are there any comments or questions from members? All right. All in favor of granting the appeal, please raise your right hand. All in favor of denial, same sign. It is unanimous. Troy, again, congratulations on your scholarship. We look forward to following you, and hopefully you'll have a great career as you move forward. Thank you for being here. This time we'll be removing all those folks who are members of this hearing, moving toward our next one.
Okay, we're running a little ahead of time. We're still waiting on our next case to get into the waiting room. So,
okay, what time are we scheduled here for?
9:45. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, let's reconvene at 9:40 and see if, which is 6 minutes, that gives you a little chance for a break, and then we will we'll see what's happening at that point. Thank you.
Okay, we are ready for case BB whenever you are ready.
Okay, if everybody's ready, we'll move forward.
Okay, I'll bring the coach in.
Thank you. All righty. Is that it, Caroline?
Yes, it is.
Okay, thank you. We're ready for hearing BB, section 1208I1, ejection from a contest. And I'm going to mess this name up, Georgie Tarpomanov. Sorry, Georgie. All right. Mr. Beasley.
Coach Georgie Tarpomanov was ejected from the boys' junior varsity soccer game on March 6, 2021 at Humble High School or Humble Kingwood Park High School. Coach Tarpomanov is appealing the ejection.
All right, very good. Coach, would you talk to us just a moment so I can make sure that your audio is working? We got your video. Need to unmute.
Can you hear me now?
Got you. Thank you very much.
All right. So you can call me.
I just needed to hear your name.
Yes, sir.
All right. All right. Let me tell you how this is going to go. We have some particular questions for you. We're going to swear you in here in just a moment. And then we've got some questions for you. And we're going to talk through this situation. And then we're going to make a decision on your ejection. So if you will raise your right hand, please make sure you're still unmuted, and Caroline is going to swear you in, and your appropriate response is, I do.
Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you will present is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Very good. All right. I'm going to begin, and then we'll let you have a little time there. We have some written testimony that talks about what happened on this date, March the 6th. first of all, we're looking at information from an official that talks about 10th minute of the first half. There were some players of yours that, I think that's right. Let me look at something right quick. Yeah. Some players of yours, number 12 was cautioned for unsporting behavior. Number 8, caution for dissent at the 12th minute. And 24th minute, number 8 again received a subsequent caution. And at this point, coach from Cleveland's JV team, and that would be you, Mr. By the way, how do you pronounce that?
Which one, sir?
Your name?
Tarpomanov.
Tarpomanov?
Yes, sir.
That you came onto the field during play towards the referee, and that Mr. Rivera, who's a coach there as well, came on the field supposedly to stop you. Referee walked immediately away from you, coach, and said you were screaming and insulting at the referee. Referee tried to walk away, trying to get some assistance. There was police and administrators called at that time, and to get you out of the stadium due to your behavior. Now, that's kind of what we see here, okay? All right. Can you tell us in your words what happened, please?
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Motwell, do I have specific time? Because I have a lot to talk about, and I want to
You need to be concise. It shouldn't take us long to get to the bottom of this thing. So give us your 5 minutes and then we will we'll talk about.
Okay. All the respect, sir. And like, I mean, I would like you. That's the miscommunication. It's the key for this case. So that's why I know, like, I have a lot, you know, like, I would like to you, all of you, to know about me before you judge me, you know, before the final decision is made.
We're not here to know about you or your past, okay? We do have a Bulgarian Football Union letter that talks very highly of you. So we recognize that you have a history of some positives. What we're here to talk about is the incident.
Okay, I'll try to squeeze as much as I can. So first of all, I'm a 50 years old man, and I have two masters, sir, and I'm a long-term professor at the Kingwood in Houston. And I have, again, I'm a high school teacher and coach, and I pretend to be like a highly intelligent person. And okay, so also a little bit of my background. You can see that letter I presented with the Bulgarian Football Union, because in Europe, soccer is called football, you know, all that. I have more than 300 professional games refereed. 60 of those, more than 60 of those are on the professional level. Okay, so a little bit about the again, I'll try to squeeze, I have a lot in my hand, but you know, like I'll try to be as much. So the same referee, you know, like I have in my notes on previously, you know, like, I mean, we have another game with another team, and he was kind of like late with his decisions. So prior to the game, that specific game on the April 6th versus K-Park, both coaches, that's not Coach Rivera, it's Coach Salinas, the head coach. But anyway, I don't know, like probably the referee, he made a mistake with his last name. Right. So we discussed about the current situation. That was a makeup game. You know, like we all have a crisis for the energy crisis before. And then that was a makeup game. So anyway, I'm coming with this game with my 12 persons. I have only one sub. In Cleveland, Texas, I don't know if you know, like our background for our high school, sir, all the respect, you know, like a...
Coach, I got to stop you, okay? Whoops. I got to stop you on that. We're here to talk about the incident. So I'm going to ask you some specific questions about it now.
Okay, go ahead, sir.
It says here that... you came out on the field during play. Is that a correct statement?
Yes, sir.
And another coach, you've given a good name there for that person, came on the field to maybe to stop him. Did another one of your coaches come out with you?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Okay. And did the referee walk away from you, coach?
So the referee... My only intention during that incident, accident, whatever you call it, sir, Muriel, was to communicate with the referee. The referee has never communicated with me. The only thing I was asking him, you know, like what, why he's making all these calls that, you know, like against my team. And then again, so now, you know, like, I feel like you don't want to hear from me because, like, I mean, that's going to be a short meeting. And I feel like already frustrated right now because I have a lot to say. And then
You need to continue to answer my questions, okay?
Okay.
And the next question is, did you scream and insult the referee?
So I want to, you know, like, yes, the only thing I was screaming, but I never cursed. I never approached in the, like, a fist manner or anything against the ref.
What did you say? What did you do?
Sir, what are you doing? Why are you doing this? Yeah, I'm just kind of like with a high tone. That's what. I never cursed at the ref. I don't know like what he meant by insulting. I just want to make sure, you know, like if the ref is right there or, you know, like anybody spoke with the ref, what does he mean by insulting the ref? I never cursed with the ref. I never offended the ref. I did not say anything that's inappropriate of my mouth, sir.
Okay.
And again, I swore on that one.
Were you supposed to be out on the field?
Yes, sir. No, outside of the field, yes.
Excuse me? Were you supposed to go out on the field and challenge the official? Is that part of the game?
No, sir.
No. Okay. So you do understand that you're being out on the field and one of your other coaches coming out potentially to maybe keep you from doing something that you shouldn't do.
Oh, I'm not assuming that, sir. I'm sorry. All due respect, I don't assume all this.
I asked you that earlier, and that's what you said.
Okay, but, you know, what do you ask me? I step on the field. Yes, sir. That's only my mistake. My mistake is that I step on the field because, like, I guess. So I want to say that I've been observing, you know, like, tons of coaches. I've been observing, you know, like, the football coaches. They do that on a regular basis. I don't think every single game and every single soccer game, football game, baseball game, when the coach step on the field, he has to be charged and he has to be, like, ejected from the game.
Why'd they have to call the police?
I have no clue. I don't know.
You were out of control?
Can you explain, like, what is out of control? I can tell you. I was yelling. That's the only thing I was doing. Yes. Yes, I was emotional, sir. Yes, so I can tell.
You were out on the field, which you shouldn't have been, and you were demonstrative, correct?
Demonstrative? What do you describe the word demonstrative?
You were excited.
No, I was disappointed.
Okay.
The moral of this game, sir, you know, like, that's so that's why, you know, like, I disagree with the way that this meeting is holding, because you asking me questions and I don't care if, like, you know, like, I mean, the moral of this game was destroyed prior to the game and during the game. Referees, you know, like, I mean, I have a lot to say that, you know, like, this ref, so I don't know if you stand the soccer. That's why, you know, like, you need to know my background, Mr. Muriel. I know what it is, and now I know how close the soccer referee should be during the game. This referee, you know, like, he was the all these calls, the yellow cards and the red cards, they're like a 60, at least 60 to 80 feet away to the distance when he was judging and he was given the yellow card and the red card, sir. And the way I was approaching, you know, like, I mean, him, I was not even close than the 30 to 40 feet away from the referee. Yes, I was frustrated. Yes, you know, like, I step on the field. That's only my mistake. But any meaning, I did not curse. I did not want to fight. I did not insult anybody. The only thing I was trying to communicate with the referee. The referee ignored me. He walked away from me. And that's what I'm saying. Like, he never established the communication even prior to the game. And this, okay, the same referee has the history of doing that. And that's why, you know, like, I found that provocation against our school and specifically against me. And that's why I wanted to talk to you about a previously happened, you know, incident with the same referee. But okay, so you can go ahead and proceed with questions.
Okay. Any other questions for our coach here?
Yes, sir.
Anybody? All right. You have communicated with us very specifically that you did not feel like you were out of line. Is that right? Feel like you did anything wrong.
Okay. I would not say, you know, like, I mean, the only mistake, as I said, I can repeat myself. I know the rules of the UL. The only mistake was me stepping inside the field. Other than that, I don't need anything, you know, like, I mean, again, I'm not ashamed of, you know, like, and the only thing I was trying to establish communication that was not established prior to the game and never happened through the game. The referee ignored me. He, you know, like, walked back away from me, even, you know, like, I was trying, you know, like, I mean, so I was not like a step in the first away. I was trying to ask him I cannot count up top. Maybe 50 times I was asking him why he's doing that. Sir, why are you doing? He ignored me. He walked away. He was on the other side. He never established that communication with me. He ignored me in the entire game.
Were you talking similarly to you are right now? Is that how you were speaking to him? Just like you are right now, waving your hands and talking?
So yeah, that's me. That's how I am, sir. Okay. Yeah, that's kind of, you know, like, I mean, that's my nature, and then that's how I talk. So is that offensive to you?
It can be to people, yeah. In the middle of a ball game, for sure, it can be offensive. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you're questioning about the person right now? So again, you know, like, sir, you know, like, I feel discriminated. You know, like, back then, I feel discriminated right now, sir. So that's what you're doing right now. It's discriminating. You discriminate me right now. So you're judging me on my the way I talk. I don't understand that.
Okay. Mighty good. Any other comments or questions? Yes, Ms. Denson.
Coach, I think my concern is your tone. First of all, I know you're very frustrated and you're animated, an animated speaker. I understand that. If you're approaching the official and the official is walking away from you, why would you not turn and go back to your sidelines? Because it's obvious that the official did not want to interact with you at the with the tone of your voice and probably your animation. Okay. And you're very passionate, obviously, about the sport, and that's commendable. But we're talking about a JV game here. You probably are not getting the top officials at a JV game as you would get at a varsity game. So why did you not just turn and walk back to the sidelines when the official walked away from you?
Yeah, that's a good question, Ms. Denson. So, you know, like in your question is the answer that I've been trying, as I said to Mr. Motwell, that I'm trying to establish communication. This referee ignored me, you know, like many times. So everything has a limit.
Right. And why did you not just turn and walk back to your sideline at that point? Because obviously the official was not going to address you.
Yeah, and I did. You know, like, I mean, yeah, I backed up. Then the police stepped in and, you know, like, yeah, I did not do anything wrong. And I asked the police officer, what I did wrong? You know, like, yeah, obviously, yes. The only thing I stepped on the field. I understand that. And that's the only mistake I have.
And I guess from this situation, I don't mean to cut you off, but I guess from this situation going forward, that would not be something that you will do in the future, is step on the field and then rush toward an official or continue to ask an official questions. Because if the official walks away from you, that's a great indicator that they're not going to talk to you. So save yourself some misery and just return back to the sidelines. I know it's frustrating because you want answers. But at that point, you've got to control yourself, your own behavior, and just realize that there are sometimes the officials are not going to talk to you. You've been in a lot of games. You said you've been in a lot of games. So with that information, I would just say, and the official's not going to respond, it's best just to walk away. Thank you for your answer.
Thank you, Ms. Denson. Are there others? Coach, you want to finalize?
Okay, so I'm just gonna, you know, like read whatever, you know, like I sent to my athletic director, Mr. Fiacco.
Yes, sir.
I completely stand behind my behavior during the game, as my only intention was to talk and ask the referee what does he have against our JV team and why every time he blows the whistle is against our team. Did young students and players deserve to be treated that way? I was extremely disappointed and aggravated by the referee's biased decision, trying to ruin the player's moral. I was the victim of referee's biased decision, not the opposite, as, you know, like this committee is trying to show, you know, like understand. And the referee is trying to display in his report. I was the one who felt extremely insecure and threatened by the referee's decision. In my mind at that time, I was thinking to pull my team out of the field and forfeit the game. And that's the truth. The only referee's reasoning to eject me from the game, or, you know, like respectively to stop the game, was that I stepped on the field as I swear under my oath right here. As a result, I was ejected from the game, and I thought that, you know, like, I mean, again, even the police, that, you know, like, I feel discriminated at that time. So I'm deeply disappointed of the referee's decision and actions, the entire situation and atmosphere before, during, and after the game. In addition, both teams had to leave the field and game was terminated. I did not offend, you know, like, again, under the oath, curse, fight, or any one of the officials, the opposite team, my players, or you know, like the opposite team coaches and players, police officer. I was simply defending my soccer team and my human rights, sir.
Did you receive any kind of reprimand from your school?
Yes, sir. I already resigned. Yeah, I lost the trust here attending, you know, like Mr. Fiacco you know, like, I guess I explain exactly what I'm explaining to the, you know, like, I have a conversation immediately after the game. Actually, you know, like, I called him, you know, like, after the incident, there was nothing to hide. After the game, we came back to Cleveland High School, you know, like, I discussed with him, and he said that, thank you, coach, for your being straightforward, the way he's explaining something to me. And then on Thursday next week, he called me, and, you know, like, he terminated me, and I already resigned with the district as a coach. Even, you know, like, again, you know, like, that might affect your decision or not affect your decision. But again, you know, like, I don't want to work under these circumstances with our athletic director, because, you know, like, again, he did not support me at that time. And I've been honest. I'm honest with you. And again, I did not anything to offend, to fight, to intimidate. The only thing, you know, like, I was, that I was stepping the field, and that's that. You know, I was asking the referee what he's doing. Does he know what he's doing and why he's doing that?
Okay.
That's only my mistake. Stepping on the field.
Thank you, Coach.
Yes, sir.
All right. It's time to make a decision to either grant the appeal and overturn the ejection or to deny it. All in favor of granting the appeal, please raise your right hand. All in favor of denial. That is unanimous. Coach, good luck. We're going to be removing you from our feed at this time.
So what is the next procedure? I just want to know. So am I losing right to coach for 1 year?
Mr. Beasley, no, that is not the case.
No, you will need to do 1 year probation, one-time name in the leaguer. Got to take the National Federation Teaching and Modeling Behavior course and Fundamentals of Coaching.
You understand that, but...
Mm-hmm. I will contact you on all that, okay?
So can I coach or cannot? I cannot coach for 1 year? The probation means like I'm suspended?
That's up to the school district if you get hired. But you will be on probation once you are hired for 1 year from the date.
So just want to understand the word probationer.
All right, let me explain that to you. Probation simply means that you will be watched closely. If there are any other kind of issues, then the consequences the next time will be more severe. Mm-hmm. But
Mr. Monreal, let me ask you this as a human being or whatever, you know, like, who is judging the referees? Who is the person who is going to take, you know, like, over that? Right. Like, I mean, it's all Coach, only my mistake. And, you know, like, it's...
You've had your hearing. We appreciate you being here.
Also, I don't care.
The officials have their own processes when something like this occurs, and they evaluate.
Okay.
And that's the way it works. Thank you for being here. Uh-huh. All right. We're going to move forward. Hearing CC.
Okay. We do have CC here. I will let them in.
All righty. Okay. Hearing CC, Leonard High School, section 1208I1, ejection from a contest, Ray Holden. Mr. Holden?
Yes, sir.
Please, are you, who am I looking at here?
I'm the athletic director, Shane Fletcher. He's sitting here with me.
All right. Can you get him over where we can see him? There you go. Thank you. Will both of you be involved in this hearing?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Then we're going to ask right now that both of you raise your right hand and that you get sworn in by Caroline. The appropriate response will be, I do.
Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you will present is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Mr. Beasley?
Coach Ray Holden was ejected from a girls' middle school basketball game on January 30th, 2021 at Leonard Middle School. Coach Holden is appealing the ejection.
Okay, very good. Coach, what we'll do is kind of go through what we have as the information and let you respond to some questions and talk to us a little bit about what happened. Okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you. And let's see. Coach, what is your role there at your school district?
Assistant football coach, head girls basketball coach, as well as head girls track.
Okay. So you're the head coach on the girls side then?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, the game in question was a junior high game. You were there in support. You were coaching, I assume, but you weren't the – are you the junior high coach as well?
I'm not the head junior high coach. I was, like I say, there in support and helping out.
Okay. The official indicates that the there was a question he argued that you argued a call, and the official said, hey, he wasn't the head coach, so I told him I didn't want to talk to him. He said, I'm just asking what happened. I told him that their player pushed another player in the back, and he said, my player lined up in front. How could she push her in the back? I told him that I called what I saw, and he said I was lying. Coach, did you say that?
No, sir.
You didn't say he was lying?
No, sir, not at all.
What did you say in response?
How it plays out is it was a free throw being shot, and we're the bottom girl on the block. We only have one girl down there. And it occurred that he calls foul. I didn't argue the call at the time and whatsoever. And it goes into halftime. And I go and ask the other official, I said, can I ask you a question? And then the other official comes over and he says, I've answered your question. I said, I haven't asked the question yet. I'm just trying to ask him a question. So I wasn't even directing a comment or anything towards the official that made the call. I was asking, I said, I'm trying to teach my girl what she did wrong. I just don't understand at the time. You know, if she's lined up on the bottom of the block, that she pushed her in the back. And he said, well, you're calling me a liar. I said, well, I haven't asked a question to the other official. I said, you're welcome to ask him. And he said, he hasn't asked me a question. And the official that made the call says, well, you're lying. You're calling me a liar. I said, I have not called you a liar whatsoever. I said, you're assuming that I said that. I said, I have not called you a liar. I said, if you were a liar, I would not be speaking to you, was my exact quote. That's what I told him. I said, if you're a liar, I would not be speaking to you. I said, I have not called you a liar. I have not said one thing to you. And then it began. I was still trying to talk to the other official that didn't make the call. I was actually trying to ask him because it was a early morning game and I had a varsity game that afternoon. So I was honestly not really trying to get riled up at a 8 o'clock junior high basketball game. I was just trying to see what I could tell my girl because she asked the question. She said, what do I do, coach? I said, well, I'll find out. I'll go ask the official so we can make sure you don't do it again.
Was it worth it for you to be that persistent, coach?
At the time, I really wasn't being that persistent too. I asked the other official and he came up and was like being very, very abrasive about the whole situation. And I was literally just being quiet. I said, I'm not even making a big deal. I'm just trying to help my kid. And he started saying that I yelled at the other official that was there. I said, I literally have not asked my question yet. I said, you're welcome to ask. I said, he's right here. And Bobby is the other official. I said, Bobby, can you help us out? And Bobby tells him to step back. He said, he tells the other his partner, he says, you need to calm down. He said, let him ask me the question. He said, no, he's already asked you a question. And Bobby goes back. He says, no, he has not asked me anything because you went at him. And so I tried to stay calm. And multiple times he comes and gets into my face. And then at that point I said, you can't act like that in here. I'm going to have to get somebody else inside of here to replace you because you can't act like that right now. And at that point is when he says, no, you can't do nothing. I'm going to get rid of you. And he says, ooh, blows a whistle. And I said, that's fine. You can give me a technical, that's okay. I said, but I still have to get somebody here to replace you because you can't act like this right now.
He said, nope, you're not going to get anybody to replace me because I'm throwing you out. And he teased me up again. And he said, you're gone, so you can't do anything to me. And that's when I said, okay. And then I called the head of the chapter and I asked him, I said, what would you want me to do? The head of the chapter said, yes, you need to tell him to leave. I said, okay.
He said what?
The head of the chapter tells me, he said, yes, you need to tell him to leave. Tell him to leave, he said. And the head of the chapter says, do I need to come over there for anything? I said, no, we're good. I said, it's just two junior high games. He does not need to be here right now at the time. He said, I agree with you. He said, tell him to leave. And then I said, I will leave. I said, I know I got my two technicals. I know I have to leave. I was at the scores table. I told them what to do. I said, y'all got to give me, they need to be shooting their four free throws. And then they need to get the ball back after it'll be their ball. I said, I'll leave. I know I'm in trouble. And I'll go from there. And he also comes back and he storms across the middle of the court in front of all of our crowd and makes sure that they all see him. And he walks out the door. And then I left because I got thrown out. So I had to leave. So I just left at that time.
Coach Fletcher, were you there?
No, sir. I was actually at a powerlifting meet in Paris. And they called me and the junior high principal was there. And he called and asked what he should do. And I was like, get the official out of there, make sure Coach Holden's gone and get the games finished. I talked to the chapter president as well. He told me that this was something that has occurred more than once and not to worry that it was not going to be reported and they were going to handle it on their end. Well, then it got reported. But later at the end of that game, the same official ejected a parent, and they told me that he actually just walked with the parent, yelling at the parent the whole way out of the gym. And I'm like, that's not acceptable. That's not what we're going to do here. I don't know if the guy had a bad day or what. I don't know, but it was something like I've seen the video. The parents, of course, when anything like that happens, phones come out and. I've seen the video and I mean, Coach Holden was very calm. That guy kept running back up and getting back in his face and asking if you're calling me a liar. And Coach Holden was like, listen, you're going to have to leave. You can't act like this. And I mean, he was just totally out of line.
Have you talked any further to the chapter about this issue?
No, sir.
What questions do you have for Coach or the athletic director?
I understand, like, me getting the technicals, I get that. I don't think they're warranted, but I understand, like, if I got them, I got them. I understand on that part. And so it's the rule, and I get that. And so I don't think it was warranted because I'm not going to lie. I can be a hothead. I can. But at this moment, I also know there's parents there and there's kids there. And I made sure at that moment, like, you know, I was not going to, I tried to make sure, and I was just like, I'm good. I just told him multiple times, like, hey, we need to stop. Like, and it just became more and more. So I said, like, just need to stop. I was like, it's fine. It's cool. And like, he just kept going in on me. And honestly, you know, it was more of him coming and getting in my face. He'd walk off. He'd come back, get in my face. And I would just stand there and I'd ask Bobby. I was like, Bobby, what do you want us to do? Bobby was like, well, he's like, that's my ride to the game. So really can't do anything. I was like, I get that, Bobby, but at the same time, like, he can't act like this here. And he's told me multiple times. He's like, I know. He said, he just gets like this. Then the last time that I talked to the chapter, they told me, like, cause they asked that I had to go through the whole situation with him and everything. They said the same thing. They was like, you know, he's had multiple complaints on him. Like, they apologize for it multiple times. It's like, we get it, like, we understand. Because we have a good, pretty much, you know, rapport with our chapter and stuff like that. You know, mostly local guys. So, you know, I apologize. Like, I didn't want to put my school in this situation on that part. But I don't feel like I should have been thrown out the situation. I don't feel like it was nothing at that point that I should have got
okay.
Technicals at that point. To be thrown
out. Mr. Galvan and then Mr. Martell.
The athletic director, has this thing been reported to the state association?
Not unless the chapter did.
during the time that the conversation occurred between the chapter secretary and the coach, did the official finish the game or what? Did he leave as soon as he was told he had to leave?
He told me he wasn't going anywhere because we couldn't do that to him is what he told us. I said, well, I'm going to call your chapter and I'll find out what they say. He said, I don't care what they actually say. I'm not going anywhere. So after I called the chapter and they said, I went and told his partner and he lets him know and he goes out. It's at halftime at the time. So he goes out and then he sits out there and then they said he runs back in because I left and they said he runs back in and he calls the next game. And that's whenever that's when he throws out the parent on the opposing team and berates them whenever that. But they said he runs back in and calls the next game, he officiates the next game.
So no report ever went from y'all, the school district, to the state association. You're just letting the chapter handle it?
Yes, that's because they said they were going to handle it.
Okay.
And one of the comments that they said to us was like, this is embarrassing for our chapters, was actually what they told us.
Well, I believe that being the athletic director, I believe I would contact and see whether or not it's been reported, because if this official was doing the same thing and they say, and I understood you saying that he had multiple issues, somebody needs to investigate it other than the chapter.
Okay.
Mr. Martell?
Yes, Mr. Galvan took that exactly where I wanted to go, because I think that in this issue, you do have the option of not having that official back, and you do have the option of reporting it and just moving on. I think the main thing you can learn from it, Coach, is that sometimes it's best to just step away, okay, because we're dealing with different personalities. And we're here today, you know, we're not questioning your integrity or anything else. We're questioning whether or not, you know, he threw you out. He had a reason to throw you out, according to him. And then we'll be ruling on that. Was there an administrator in charge that could have took over that, Coach, so you kept the two people that were involved in the incident apart?
Well, as I said, I was at a powerlifting meet in Paris that morning. Our junior high principal, he was at the basketball game, and that's who called me. He's a first-year principal. You know, never been in this situation before. And he called and asked what I should do. And I basically told him, get rid of everybody. Just get them all out of there. And we'll fix this later. And then that's when I called Mike Lipsy, the secretary over there.
He did.
And I'm assuming that there, if, you know, referees do not, quote, escort or throw people out of gyms. At least they haven't in my 35 years. I mean, they may want to, but someone working for the school, you know, they go get the administrator in charge because they were told who that was at the beginning of the game. That person goes over, asks the people to leave, and we move on. And sometimes this is some good training maybe for your principal too, is to take them through that about how they may handle a situation at that. It's something coach may want to practice with the staff, that you're going to have those situations. But in this case, everything points to just that maybe this could have been de-escalated before it ever got to that point. Whether the guy is a hothead or not, that doesn't matter. It's happened. And it's just from an AD point, you can take this and run with it and be sure that the association hears what you've told us. And evidently they have some documentation that this isn't the first time. And this person will maybe possibly not be put in this position again, especially in front of junior high kids. I think that's the main thing.
I've asked, Mr. Fitch has been in the wings and I've asked him to join us, and glad he's here today. Would you please raise your right hand, Mr. Fitch, and be sworn in by Caroline?
Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you will present is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Fitch, would you just give us your title, please?
I am the executive director of TASO.
Okay.
Now,
let me just ask
Mr. Chair, can I interject here? The chapter is not affiliated with TASO.
Okay.
So I'm not sure any comments I have would be appropriate.
Ma'am, we appreciate you being available, though. Yes, sir. Dr. Elsa?
Yes. So a couple things that I wanted to add to this, and Mike, thanks for adding that. They're actually a THSBOA chapter. We do have two chapters, organizations that represent basketball. Coach Fletcher and Coach Holden, in this scenario, when you have an official that, number one, he ejected you, and everything that this committee has said is absolutely correct. I mean, you're in a position that you got ejected, unfortunately. What I find odd is that you were told by the chapter that the official would not submit the incident report. Now, I want to make sure everybody understands on this, just because they don't submit it doesn't erase the ejection. Daryl has to deal with that all the time. And you guys would still need to come forward with this, and it would need to go through the proper channels through Mr. Beasley. There is an issue with that the chapter gave you information that it would not be reported, and it was reported. And what I always want to encourage you is, if you have questions about that, I mean, there's a number of UIL staff that can answer that question, including myself or Mr. Beasley. But we would always point you in the direction of the association, and those things could maybe be resolved before they get to this point. The challenging part is that you're here. The official's not here, can't speak on his behalf. The chapter's not here, can't speak on their behalf. And, the good thing is you let it run its process, and you're not trying to say that this process isn't important. But when that happens again, in any sport, with whatever association they're affiliated with, we'll help you bridge that gap. And I think that, some of this can be circumvented in the long run.
Sure.
Thank you, Dr. Ellison. All right. Coach, let me just say this to you. I really appreciate your attitude, to be real honest. We get a lot of folks that come in here and on these appeals for coaches' ejection with a different attitude. But you've been very factual, I think, in your discussion. You've even described yourself as not being known at times as a hothead. And I think all of us, nearly everybody on this thing, has coached at one, I guess all of us have coached at one time, and we understand that, but just thank you and the athletic director as well. I think you, from a distance, handled that as the best you could at that particular time. Sounds to me like we probably have somebody who had as was described earlier, maybe a bad day, whatever it may be. But, I think Mr. Martell was very, telling in his discussion of the fact that, there's ways to de-escalate that. And this is a learning moment for everybody. So thank you for that. Any other comments or questions before we make a decision? All right, it's time to either grant the appeal and overturn the ejection, or to deny it and uphold the ejection. And then with that comes the automatic penalty of public reprimand, 1 year's probation, training. All in favor of granting the appeal, please raise your right hand. All in favor of denial, same sign. Coach, even though the official may have been out of line, you could have probably handled it a little different. You could have moved back. You could have taken the hint and move forward. So what your circumstances are here, and you'll move forward and you'll do it well under the guidance of your athletic director. All right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank y'all for being here. Well done today.
Thank you. Thank you.
Uh-huh. All right. We're going to move forward. Let's remove all of those folks that have come in now, and then we will move forward here. Let's see, we're going to hearing DD. Let me get that rolling here. Hearing DD, and that is, hang on. Oh, there it is. Medina Valley High School, Section 1208I1, ejection from a contest, Nathan Payne. All right, we have our folks here. Let's see who we have. Please identify yourselves.
I'm Lee Crisp. I'm the athletic director.
Nathan Payne, head boys soccer coach.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. At this point, I'm going to ask that you raise your right hand and be sworn in by Caroline. The appropriate response will be, I do.
Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you will present is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
I do.
Thank you. All right. Coach, we saw the video, okay? We had an opportunity to look at that, so know that. We have discussion from, I got sun in my eyes here. We got discussion from an official about the incident that happened. He describes minute 71, Coach Payne was given a caution, a yellow card for description of descent towards the center referee. And then just shortly thereafter was DQ'd from the game. You were given the red card for taunting towards the center referee. You left the game and it continued, but you had to be removed from the stadium as you were still watching the game across the fence of the field. That is the official's version, okay, of what went on. And then we received your information. We appreciate that in writing. It talks about, I wondered a little bit about the significance of the first paragraph about beforehand and about the holes having to be taken care of and the fact that you'd already played 20 games on that field, all those kind of things. My assumption is that you were saying that this guy was a little bit concerned about some things maybe that hadn't been a concern for others prior to the game. But then you talk about the incident itself in your version. Mr. Sanchez stopped the game because you were pleading and you told him that the young man, this number 8 who had received some warnings and some yellow card, some of the fouls were called, but he was not playing dirty. You said he was just playing hard, correct?
Yes. Yes, sir. That is correct.
All right. Dang. Oh, well, I guess it doesn't matter. Now, with that having been said, you then did what? He stopped the game, came over the sideline to address me. Now, is that a rarity for him to stop a game?
Is that rare? I believe so. Yeah, I believe it's rare in the case that I wasn't yelling at him. I wasn't questioning a call. In the video, you can see the number 8 come over to where I am on the sideline. And the poor kid said, you know, coach, you got to get me out because he's threatening to red card me. And, you know, this is a playoff game. We're 9 minutes left. We're down 2-0. This kid, you know, working hard for his team. And so all I had done was plead with him. And in the video, I think it's fairly evident, you know, my demeanor, my hands are down. I'm not screaming. I'm not, you know, I'm just saying, ref, he's working hard. You know, I don't think, you know, anything he's done warrants a red card. So then he did stop the game to come over and address me on the sideline, which I didn't think was warranted, since I was just, you know, kind of giving him my point of view.
But if he was going to address you, was it not better for him to maintain his attention on the game by stopping it and coming over to talk to you maybe? Or I'm just asking.
Sure. No, I understand your question. I don't think there was I don't think there needed to be a conversation about it. All I was doing was pleading my case to him, just letting him know where I stood on where I felt number 8, how he was working hard. You know, like once again, you know, I wasn't questioning, you know, the fouls. I wasn't, you know, yelling at the ref. I just wanted him to understand how I felt. And I didn't think there was a need for debate in it. And I was, you know, like, again, I was calmly telling him, you know, just give the kid a chance to play, you know, please. He's a young man out there working hard. So just didn't feel like there needed to be a discussion about it. It was a calm, you know, conversation I was having.
Mr. Galvan?
There we go. Coach, in the video, it indicates you're walking down the sideline and he's kind of middling with a number of players of both teams. And yes, it shows on there that you're talking to him because you keep walking and he keeps walking on the field. He's not that far away from the sideline.
Sure.
But then all of a sudden he kind of turns and goes like he's going back to start the game. And all of a sudden he turns around and goes back over you and goes to the sideline right there with you.
Right.
And then there's a long conversation going on during that particular time. What was all being said at that time? Did he give you an explanation or tell you, I don't want to hear from you anymore? What, blah, blah, blah. Give me an idea of what was said when he came over and got on the sideline with you. Okay?
Okay. Yes, sir. And I just to answer that question, I do want you to know that before he stopped the clock, at no time did he say, no more, coach, I don't want to hear any more out of you. You know, I've had that happen before, but there was none of that. So when he stopped the clock, I was shocked in that he came over to me. When he came over to me, you know, as he started to address me, I said, sir, no, I don't need to have a discussion with you about that. I was just pleading my case for number eight. I said, I'll do my job here. You know, you can do your job on the field. That, you know, that's it. And then that's when, you know, his demeanor really changed. He said, no, now you're going to listen to me. And then I felt like he was trying to get, you know, a little bit of an argument going, a little confrontational. So that's at the point in the video where I just turned around and I removed myself from the situation because, you know, once that happens, especially.
Yeah, but that's when you got the first card.
Well, I got the first card when I walked away from him.
Yeah.
And he didn't like that I walked away from him, but I thought that was the smart move to make.
And whenever you walked away from him is when the red card came out.
No, sir. That was after that. The red card came after that.
I know. That's why I say the red card came after that. And then what did you do once he gave you the red card?
After the red card, I went and grabbed my backpack.
You clapped your hands like that?
He'd already done that.
Yeah, that's what
he'd already done that.
Okay. That was the actual red card. The yellow card was when I just walked away from him. I never said anything ugly. I didn't use any foul language. When he came over and he said, okay, no, you're going to listen to me now, I turned and walked away. And that was what he called dissent, I guess. So that was the yellow card, sir.
Okay.
Then, as I myself
that's
away,
why I asked about what happened during the time of the conversation. Okay. Yeah, you just answered the question because he went over to talk to you, and that's when you told him. That's when he told you you're gonna listen to him.
Yes. Okay.
Very good. Thank you.
One comment I would make, Coach, some people would take great offense, and apparently he did, to the comment that you made about I'm going to take care of things over here. You do your job on the field. What are you telling him at that point? You're telling him he's not doing his job. You understand what I'm saying?
I do understand what you're saying, but the context that I said it, I said, I'm going to do my job over here on the sideline. You know, I was trying to de-escalate the situation. Like, we don't need to be having this meeting here. I'll do my job here. You do your job there. So it wasn't like, I didn't just say, go do your job. I was saying, I'll do mine.
But that second half of that sentence is what got you in trouble. Okay. When you said, I'll go do my job, perfectly fine. But when you said, hey, you go do your job, hey, that's what cost you right there. Okay. In my opinion, just based on what we've seen and heard. And then, and you know, You know, as soon as I saw the video and I saw you laughing and clapping, hey, knew what was coming. That's, in a sense, disrespectful. You understand?
Well, in my opinion, I don't think that warrants a red card and being disqualified from the game. I don't think that is an appropriate response to, a quick thumbs up and this. All I was doing was acknowledging that I received a yellow card and that we're going to continue to play.
Okay. That's not how it appeared on the video, Coach. It was a little more mocking than that from my viewpoint, okay? Just from me. And apparently that's what he thought as well.
And me as well.
Yeah. Okay. You grabbed your gear, exited the stadium. Didn't you talk about not using foul language or say anything disparaging to the official, left stadium, and went on about your business. And then you were asked by him again to leave the premises, correct?
Yes, sir. And at that time, I was outside of the stadium. We have a chain link fence around the stadium. I was outside. Once again, I do believe he was confrontational by stopping the game, going and talking to my AD and my assistant coach and saying, I don't want to see him. He's got to leave. And when I was at the chain link fence, I wasn't trying to coach my team from outside the field. I wasn't yelling anything at the official. I was watching the end of my, season. That was our last game. And to have to move even further away, I thought, wasn't needed. But
what's the rule on that, Mr. Beasley?
Yes, once they're ejected, they got to leave the premises. And that doesn't mean the chain link fence or anything. They can't be in any sight or view of the officials or the team.
Yeah. Well, so it's an appropriate call on his part to do that.
I got you. My understanding, and I it's my fault then. I thought I just had to be outside the stadium, which had the chain link fence.
Any other questions for Coach? Yes, Ms. Denson.
I just want to just reemphasize something the coach said. Now, when I'm watching the video, I thought the official did approach rather abruptly. I'll give you that. But I also want to just reiterate what you said, Coach, is that you felt like he was a little aggressive coming toward you to stop the game. You recognize that. I recognize that from the video. He was in your space. But instead of de-escalating it, you just poured gas on the fire. You recognized he was already agitated. You said that. I believe that. But then when you turned your back and walked away from him, that was disrespectful. The comment that you made, go do your job. And I'm not there. I don't know what your tone was. But just in watching some of the movement, the body movement between the two of you. And then, like I said, after you applaud it, that was, in my opinion, that was unwarranted. So you may not agree about the red card, but you recognized the problem when the problem came to the sideline. The man was agitated. He was in your space. But instead of de-escalating it, your behavior caused him to react in a way that, unfortunately, put you out of the stadium. So I just want to point out, you recognized the problem at the very beginning, but you didn't handle it well. So you could have stayed in the game, but your choices cost you to be ejected from the game. So just make better choices. If they're agitated, they get in your space. You recognize that. You're a smart man, obviously. Deal with it in a different way. Thank you, Mr. Mulder.
Thank you, Ms. Denson. Yes, Mr. excuse me, Mr. Dover.
I just wanted to comment and say I totally agree with what Ms. Denison just said, but I do want to commend something. The assistant coach that went over and set the kids back down on the bench, that could have escalated into something really bad. But once that exchange started between coach and official, I just saw one go over there and immediately all those kids sat down. So whoever your assistant coach was probably saved even more trouble that particular night.
Thank you, Mr. Dover. Good point. Yeah. Athletic director, do you have anything you want to say? You've not said much.
Well, I was trying to let him have his piece, but I was there and I can speak to his demeanor as well as to his, you know, the tone that he was using. And of course, you know, y'all made the case, the timing and the degree that we got to on all this, I felt was a little bit extreme. The yellow card, and hearing Coach Payne talk to the official, I'm walking up as this is getting ready. I'm trying to go get, you know, to help intervene, and it just kind of happened quick, you know. And so there was no opportunity for me to really get in there before all this kind of got to that point. But his tone wasn't disrespectful. You know, he was trying to really say, hey, you know, let's just finish the game. We had 9 minutes left. And I think that's where it kind of the rub is, that this all came about with at the point in time in the game that it did. And, you know, you're exactly right. You know, there are other ways to handle it. And, you know, we all regret the fact that it got to the point that it did, but it's tough when you're trying, you know, you're passionate, you're trying to do the best that you can to maintain your composure and really get away the best way you know how. And then everyone should have gotten a little bit more relaxed on that and said, all right, let's finish this thing and be done.
Okay.
So that's it.
Thank you. Coach, how many times you've been ejected?
In 20 years of being a teacher and a soccer coach, sir, I've never been ejected. Prior to that night, I have had 3 yellow cards. And I know one of those was for jewelry on one of my players. And so it's not something that happens very often. I just, you know, and that's, as I walked off the field, that's the only thing, and it's in my statement there, that's the only thing I said to the referee after the red card was, you know, I was shocked that in 20 years, you know, I'm going to get a red card this way. And then, so. Right.
Well, Coach, you seem like a level-headed individual that, and understand something, and Ms. Denson said it so well. You had opportunities after that first one. Maybe the first one wasn't totally warranted, who knows, but you got it. And once you get that first one, the decisions that you make after that are extremely important. So remember that, okay?
Sure, yes, sir.
Any comments, questions from the group? It's time to make a decision to either grant the appeal and overturn the ejection and deny it, uphold the ejection and assess an automatic penalty of public reprimand, 1 year's probation, and in this case, soccer. The UIL will require the National Federation of Teaching and Modeling Behavior course and Fundamentals of Coaching course. Okay. All in favor of granting the appeal, please raise your right hand. All in favor of denial, same sign. It is unanimous. Coach, again, good luck to you.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank y'all for being here.
All right.
Fixing to remove those folks. We're going to go then to our next point, and that is new business. Dr. Elza, anything?
No, sir.
Beasley, anybody, anything?
Here.
Announcements? Apparently not. Then with that having been said, I want to say thanks again to staff as always, but committee members, you guys are really strong. Thank you for your work today. And with that having been said, we are adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.